Book distributors should read the books. I am very glad that your distribution to the libraries is well received. Please get our books at least one full set in every city and college library in your neighboring areas. And if you read these literatures carefully, you will realize the topmost science of Krishna consciousness and be more inspired to spread the same to all persons as their real welfare benefit. Srila Prabhupada letter to Bamsidhari, November 16, 1970. I am pleased to know that all of you are enthusiastically engaged in distributing our books. In this modern godless civilization, everyone is greatly suffering due to lack of the real knowledge of Krishna consciousness, and our task is very great and very important. We must deliver this pure science of God to everyone and give them the chance to make their lives successful. So you continue this book distribution program very nicely, and at the same time, take advantage of these books yourselves. Not that you just distribute, but neglect reading them yourself. Always read them, especially Krishna book. Every time you have a spare moment, you should read. This will help you to advance in Krishna consciousness and will give you the ability to convince others also. Srila Prabhupada letter to Tridas, May 5, 1972. I beg to acknowledge receipt of your letter dated December 27, 1972, and with great happiness, I have read your figures of amount of books sold during the three-day period, December 22 through 24, 1972. It is scarcely believable that more than 17,100 books could have been sold by one temple in 3 days. That indicates to me that people are at last becoming a little serious about this Krishna consciousness movement in your country. Otherwise, why should they buy our books? But they can see that our boys and girls, devotees, are so much sincere and serious to distribute the message of Krishna consciousness. They are at once struck by seeing them, and therefore they appreciate and purchase. This is unique in the world. Perhaps we are the only sincere persons on this whole planet. At least our books are not seen anywhere else. So I am so much pleased upon all of the boys and girls in Los Angeles and all over the world who are understanding and appreciating this unique quality of our transcendental literature, and voluntarily they are going out to distribute despite all circumstances of difficulty. By this effort alone, they are assured to go back home, back to Godhead. In order to change this materialistic society and prevent them from gliding to hell, first thing is to educate them. All decent men want to give service to humanity. Only thing is, they do not have information really what is that service. Hospitals, feeding the poor, Red Cross, these are service to the bodies only, not to the man. Service to humanity means jnana. By giving people knowledge, jnana, that is the highest service to humanity. So we are performing the actual welfare work of society by informing everyone through our literatures who is God, who they are, and what is the relationship. In this way, everyone who hears our message gets the opportunity to fulfill his actual position as human entity and become delivered from the clutches of Maya. So you may understand it that by disseminating our Krishna consciousness propaganda anywhere and everywhere, by selling books, by making publicity, newspapers, television, so many ways there are to spread Krishna consciousness information, you may know it that by utilizing our energy in this way to give everyone access to the absolute truth, that is the real understanding of desire to serve humanity. Understanding is one thing, and practical application of that understanding is another. But as devotees of Krishna, being engaged in the practical work of spreading Krishna consciousness, that is already the highest realization. That is all right. That is our real mission, to deliver the world by preaching Krishna's message to others. But even higher realization, the highest realization, is to save oneself. Srila Prabhupada's letter to Rameshwar, January 9, 1973. Regarding book distribution, everyone, including book distributors, must follow the standard regulations. Book distribution is preaching. It should not be thought of as done for money. It is executed as a preaching purpose. With these guidelines in mind, try to distribute as many books as possible. Srila Prabhupada letter to Kurukshetra, 23rd of July, 1973. Regarding the techniques for book distribution, it is all right if the devotees dress like young people that they are selling the books to. The main thing is that the innocent are given the books and the chance to become Krishna conscious by reading them. You have to see that our book distributors are also reading my books and following all the regulative principles. Then it is all right selling in public in that way. Srila Prabhupada letter to Jagadish, 25th of June, 1974. From your letter, I can understand that you are reading my books nicely and understanding our philosophy. This is wanted. By reading my books carefully, you will become qualified and enthused to distribute them more and more in greater quantities. If you continue in this way, being very much determined to achieve success in this lifetime, following all the rules, chanting at least 16 rounds and reading my books, then all of your desires to advance in Krishna consciousness will be fulfilled, and you will surely attain spiritual perfection and be able to go back to Godhead very soon. Srila Prabhupada letter to Ganesh Das, 22nd of May, 1975.